100.
Greetings and welcome to today's program, The Present Truth, with Rick Rodriguez. And, you know, I was thinking about this conspiracy theory that you can drown in water. And I know that there's going to be calls coming in saying that's a conspiracy. You cannot drown in water. You can't. Water would never do that to you. We're going to talk about some of the elite ruling families of the world. You know, when I was young, I think I was about 11, and I knew a lady. I might have been 12. Her name was Mrs. Myers. She was living in Longmont. She was very wealthy. She was widowed, lived in one of the beautiful homes in Old Town Longmont, drove a 48 Packard, looked like one of those roly-poly bugs. He was kind of a whitish-gray. Big. Well, my uncle used to work for her. He took care of the property. And one day she called my parents, and she was a bird watcher. She wanted company while she was out bird watching. It was in the fall, early in the fall school year. So my dad said, "Honey, Mrs. Meyer, Uncle Tony's friend, is going to pick you up, and she wants you to go with her bird watching." And I said, "Okay, what is that bird watching? What does she mean? What does that mean? Well, you're going to go out and watch birds." I thought, well, I've never heard of that before. So we get in the car, we go out east of town around the old Union Reservoir. We watch birds. Sparrows, geese, ducks. I mean, it was really neat. And this happened 3 or 4 times during that year. No, more than that. But from that point forward, I began to look at birds and notice birds more than I'd ever noticed them before. The purpose of the story... Now, I had never met a real wealthy person before either. She was probably in her mid-60s. She was a little bit heavy. She always wore a dress. And she always wore a scarf. And her hair was always fixed up real nice. She had jewelry on both wrists and a nice coat. And that Packard, that thing was so big, man, I it was like 5 foot to the left to where her driver's seat was. And I sat in this little tiny corner of that front seat. And she had this heater, and man, that thing was hot. She just kept that thing turned up. But I just began to notice that she was very educated, and it was just an interesting world. Then she liked to watch birds, and she didn't like to go out watching birds alone. So she took me with her, and if we'd have got stuck out in the country in a snowbank, we would probably have both died together. But that's okay, because I liked her. So anyhow, the purpose of the story is... John the Apostle in the book of Revelation, God gave him a vision. And he wrote the vision down, and he gave the world the book of Revelation. I have never seen more interest in the Bible and the book of Revelation than I have seen in the last 5 years. Everybody now is interested in the book of Revelation. The book of Revelation has, like studying dynasties, you have the Rockefeller dynasty, Bush dynasty, you have the Clinton dynasty, you have these dynasties. Well, in the book of Revelation, you also have, kind of like dynasties, these topics. One of the topics is the revelation of who Jesus Christ is, the revelation of seven churches, the revelation of four horsemen of the apocalypse. You have the revelation of an antichrist in a kingdom with the false prophet and an image of the beast. You also have with that, along with it, the worship of this image of the beast. You can't buy, you can't sell, you have to have a mark. So all these different things. Well, another thing too that is there is God wanted John to see one thing. At the end of the world, yes, it is kind of a history, documents in a unique way from the time that John had the vision to our present, what would happen in between that 2,000-year period or 1,900-year period of time. But at the very end, specifically in like the last 50 years, even the last 30 years, the last 10 years, there would be incrementally a rise in what we call witchcraft, the occult, Satanism, Luciferianism, the subject of a dragon, a great dragon, the old dragon, the devil, Abaddon. So the many names, but God made it very clear to John to document this, because at the end of the world, the whole world would slip into the occult world. Kings would be involved in it. Rich men of the world would be involved in it. And it goes on and on. So I'm going to lay that foundation, and we're going to talk about one of these kings, one of these rich men of the world that is instrumental in what's going to take place. We'll be right back with Rodriguez.
Did the insurance company divorce your mountain house? Then call Affordable Tree Service North at 970-568-6898. We have over 50 years combined experience in fire mitigation. Let us climb, cut, trim, haul your worries away. We know brokers who specialize in mountain property, and we don't hire no snowflakes.
I'll talk to you, Mickey.
Hey, you're not in this commercial. Again, call Affordable Tree Service at 970-568-6898. That's 568-6898.
When dealing with a worldwide pandemic, remember to avoid, distance, and alienate yourself from friends, family, and neighbors. That way, when the crisis is over, no one will ask you to help them move, to borrow money, or bother you for a cup of sugar ever again. After all, who needs community anyway? This has been a public service announcement. Have a lonely, I mean lovely day.
Socialism, like the ancient ideas from which it springs, confuses the distinction between government and society. As a result, every time we object to a thing being done by government, the socialists conclude we object to it being done at all. We disapprove of state education, and the socialists say we are opposed to any education. Socialism. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Kerry and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food. Located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. the best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado.
This is Ground Control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade. And the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time to leave the capsule if you dare. This is Major Tom to Ground Control. I'm stepping through the door, and I'm floating in a most peculiar way, and the stars look very different today, for here am I sitting in a tin can.
We're going to... The world is going to step through a door, step out of the capsule. Mankind has been sheltered in this country from the reality of what has been happening internationally. But the world is going to look very different. It is already beginning to look different from what it used to be. From 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 20 years. 50 years. From the time I was a child, it has changed. The world is going to step out of the capsule. Now, going back to the book of Revelation, there is a thought at the end of the world, there is an empire, a kingdom. And this kingdom has the sorcery of all of the other nations that would come to this empire, and it would be like taking a tea bag, a cup of hot water, and dipping the tea bag into the hot water. What is in the tea bag would be witchcraft. The cup of water would be a nation that all of the occult, every aspect of the occult would come to and would be steeped in that empire. The empire is the United States of America. The witchcraft coming from the Far East, India, China, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, coming in from the islands, Santeria, coming in from Mexico, coming in from Europe, the eyes wide shut type of witchcraft, from Russia, from Canada, Central America, all the witchcraft coming to this country. Then one of the greatest infusions of the occult into this country came out of Germany after World War II. And I was talking to a friend today about Operation Paperclip. It came in through the men that were SS and high-ranking German officials who came into the United States bringing Adolf Hitler's sorcery. It has come into this country, came into the intelligence agencies, into many departments in the U.S. government, science, to the space program, into the Air Force. And so it has now permeated America. The greatest, most powerful people in the occult presently, yes, they are in Europe, in Asia, Africa, Brazil, Argentina, Venezuela, in Central America, in Mexico, in England, all over. but the greatest and most powerful priests and coven people are now in the United States of America. The ancient families in Europe that have been so powerful in the occult, for example, the Queen Mother, she's very powerful in the occult, very steeped in the occult. Her lineage, the background is in the occult. The German side of the family, the English side of the family. The same with all of the prime ministers, most of them, going back to Winston Churchill, before Churchill, on back, in Russia, in Germany, the occult families in Germany, going back hundreds, if not thousands of years, coming out of the Roman Empire, into England, into Germany, into that area. But the Queen Mother, she has she is surrounded by a system that makes her powerful through the British Empire. But as far as straight out powers in the occult, without her supply group behind her, she is not as powerful as one of the great witches that has come out of this country, and a few others. So, the greatest occult lineages are coming out of the United States. They're young lineages. They're not 1,000 years old. They haven't been in generations for 500 years. They're relatively maybe 150, maybe 100 years as far as their lineages go back. But because of the sophistication in the occult world in this country, they have surpassed the spiritual abilities of the other occult people throughout Europe, throughout the world. Okay. Now let's talk about a person that has been handpicked for the time that we're in. He didn't come into power on his own. His family was back involved in the occult world, going back how many generations? I couldn't tell you. His name is Sir Klaus M. Schwab. He is a open Nazi now. It's been revealed that he is a Nazi. His father was a Nazi. His wife is involved in the Nazi occult. Let's read a little bit. I'll give you some points on this person. Sir Klaus Martin Schwab, KCMG, a British Knight Commander of the Order of St. Michael and St. George, in 2006. This is from, I'll give you the, where you can look at it, Aim for Truth. Aim for Truth, March 16th, 2021. Again, Aim for Truth, American Intelligence Media, March 16th, 2021. He is the founder and only chairman of the World Economic Forum, that first met February 1971 in Davos, Switzerland. Handpicked, not accident. The only person, no person can replace him to do what he has been ordained to do in the occult world. There was no other person that met the occult qualifications, intellectual qualifications, and family connections. We'll continue. It was founded under the supervision of the Swiss Federal Department of the Interior. So the World Economic Forum is tied into Switzerland And in following programs, we will talk from time to time about how Switzerland plays into the ball game, into this plan of the Illuminati, and more importantly, the Pilgrim Society out of England, City of London, and New York City. He was picked, and he starts the World Economic Forum that has the first meeting. Within the first week of the conference, he meets, or he marries, Hilda Stoll Schwab. We'll talk about her in a second. The British American Pilgrim Society, New World Order, League of Nations, the Marshall Plan, under the direction of the Rockefeller Foundation operatives Otto von Habsburg, direction of IBM, Henry Alfred Kissinger, John Kenneth Galbraith, Paul Adolf Volcker, and other New World Order globalist hucksters from Harvard, Yale, Oxford, Cambridge, and the London School of Economics, which is communism central. Under the British Pilgrim Society direction, Schwab chose Otto von Habsburg, who would be the Fourth Reich King, to be the first keynote speaker at the World Economic Forum. Now, Schwab's hometown, going back, his hometown was Ravensburg, Germany. Now, we'll talk about Ravensburg, Germany, too, because it has a major part in American history and German history and English history. It was the first German city to practice eugenics, or killing useless eaters. Ravensburg was a transport hub for stolen Nazi gold to the Swiss bank for international settlements run by the Pilgrim Society spies, Alan W. Dulles. For 20, 30 years, I've been reading about Dulles. My first impression of Dulles was this man was deeply involved in the occult. Later, he became the CIA director in 1953 to 61. Also, William J. Donovan, who was a director of the OSS prior to its becoming the CIA, MI6 controlled precursor to the CIA. Now, in 2003, I've talked about the British Pilgrim Society. If you're going to understand how the whole system that is the world is being put under is being put together. The key to everything, one key, one combination unlocks the vault, opens the door. One key. It's the Pilgrim Society in London, the city of London, and in New York City. The key to everything that's going on is the Pilgrim Society. It is the key to what we're experiencing with this bioweapon, with the pandemic, with the vaccinations, with the coming global reset, with the wars that have taken place, with the overthrow of nations, with the putting in power men that they choose, like Lenin, Stalin. These people in Pilgrim Society run senior executive services in the United States of America. The presidents of this country, excluding Donald J. Trump, have been Pilgrim members or honorary Pilgrim member operatives. We'll be right back. 1360 KHNC AM Radio, Top Radio, Podcast 1360KHNC.com, podcast section.
Hey,
yes, you.
Be sure to listen to Faking the Truth, where Jason and Brian will bring you social media level fakeness Monday through Thursdays at 3 p.m. right here on KHNC 1360 AM and 1360KHNC.com.
In 1964, a 10-cent dime bought you 10 cents worth of stuff. Today, we sell this silver dime for well over $2. This silver dime will buy you the same amount as it did in 1964, and it will buy you the same amount in 2030, 2040, and well beyond. Call 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, your gold and silver experts. 800-951-0592.
This is Chad Yarmer, pastor from the Altar Church, 1630 North College Ave in Fort Collins. I'd like to invite you to join us this Sunday at 10 a.m. as we worship Jesus. Join us as we journey together to be equipped to fulfill our kingdom purpose through the truth of God's Word and the power of the Holy Spirit. You'll experience authentic worship and a faith-filled message where the Holy Spirit is welcome and everyone is family. Find out more at our webpage, thealtarfc.com. That's thealtarfc.com.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hi, my name is Mindy Faulkner with Harmony Senior Referrals. My number is 720-934-7740. We are a senior placement agency that helps families find the right assisted living, memory care, and independent living for their loved ones. We put together the puzzle pieces of care needs, geography, and finances to find the right fit. We do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, I'm Mindy Faulkner, 720-934-7740.
This is Bucky Dillon, and the Liberty Revolt is back, founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to develop a better understanding of political philosophy, policies, and their ramifications. So don't miss the Liberty Revolt Saturdays from 5 to 6 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Music. I know probably many in this audience listened to the old Art Bell program years ago, coming to you from the high desert in the land of Nye, out of western Nevada, 40 miles outside of Las Vegas, right there in Pahrump. So, going on, I'm reading The Black and the White, and I'm giving you commentary as I go. If I don't present the commentary down the road, I'll forget it. I always have the black and white to keep me. I can like a tree. You've got the trunk, and then you put the branches on. I'm putting on branches. Now, without the Pilgrim Society, the key to everything that you need to understand is in the Pilgrim Society. Adolf Hitler did not come to power without their permission. The Russian Revolution did not take place without a plan and a strategy by the Pilgrim Society. This was planned. From about 1903 and forward, the Pilgrim Society, this occult group, it began to take over control of the world. Are we going to stop it? No. Are we going to expose what they do? Yes. Are we going to stop the coming Antichrist system? No. We're to expose it. Are we going to be victorious over the kingdom of Antichrist? The Bible said no. Christ will deal with what laws and what man cannot do with revolt. Christ will take care of it at his return, but we are to protect ourselves as much as possible by being informed and then making adjustments, transitioning in our lives personally to stay out of the way of the train as long as possible. Eventually, Jesus Christ is the answer. He is the only answer. For the people in the occult, when they decide and when Christ opens their eyes and they make a decision to accept Christ and repent for their evil, generally that is a death sentence to them and they know it. But it's better to die with Christ and have eternity with Him than to die without Him. In the occult world, I've seen people that have come to Christ in the occult. They don't live very long, but they're happy that they have met Christ. They rejoice with the whole world. We're not going to stop what the book of Revelation says is coming to the world. The answer, the key to our well-being in time is Christ through prayer. And our well-being for eternity is receiving Christ through faith. This is the one thing that is a staple in the Bible at the end of the world, that the book of Revelation is a revelation about Jesus Christ Himself, so that every person can realize that everything He told John to write down in the book of Revelation will come to pass, has come to pass, and it is there so that people will know the truth. Without Pilgrim Society, some of the presidents in this country were not put in place. I mean, they would not have become presidents. Going back to Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt, these men were Pilgrim Society members. With the defeat of Russia, with the defeat of Germany, Adolf Hitler, again, could not have gone to Argentina. He could not have escaped without the permission of the Pilgrim Society. He was able to make it to Argentina to live the rest of his days out. The Nazi SS, they, without permission from the Pilgrim Society, would have been executed in Germany. But they were, through the Pilgrim Society's control of the OSS and the CIA, they were allowed to come into this country to live their lives and to bring the occult power of Nazism to this country. This is why we talk about a Fourth Reich. A Fourth Reich is an occult Reich, just like the Third Reich was the occult Reich. The Second Reich was an occult Reich. And the First Reich, going back to Rome, was an occult Reich. the last Reich again will be an occult Reich. So, now, Schwab's family company, Escher Weiss, they exploited slave labor and allied POWs manufactured key nuclear bomb-making technologies for Adolf Hitler and South Africa. Escher Weiss, and this is the family that Martin Schwab or Klaus Schwab married into. His wife, her name was Hilda. She is a daughter of the Escher Weiss company. She owns it. You've heard of the Festool. For all those in construction out there, you've heard of the German Festool, some of the finest tools made for construction. Festool. That is Klaus Schwab's wife's family and his part of his business. They also make robotics for one of the biggest manufacturers of robotics in the world. So, this Escher Weiss manufactured key nuclear bomb-making technologies for Adolf Hitler and South Africa. They sold Swiss flamethrowers to the Nazis and was named a National Socialist Model Company for Adolf Hitler. That was one of the model companies during the time of Adolf. I know we're not going to get through all of it, but we're going to give you a taste of reality. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Joey DeQuint, and I'm here to help you protect and build your wealth so you and your family can live your best life no matter what the world throws at you.
Great. Another financial guy telling us to sell our gold and silver.
Nope, not with me. I encourage hard assets, and I know a great place to buy gold and silver.
Well, I'm sure you operate with high fees and commissions.
Just the opposite. We pride ourselves with some of the lowest fees and commissions in the industry.
Most financial guys are only interested in what they want to sell and don't want to listen to our customers, and we have some of the most educated listeners in the country. And once they make the sale, we never hear from them again.
Not with me. I grow with my customers and check with them every quarter to ensure all of their goals are being met and to make sure that they have all the coverage they need as their life changes.
Do you handle life and long-term care insurance as well?
You bet we do. And the younger you are, when you get this coverage, the lower the cost.
I'm Joe Jaquin, and I'm not just Joey's dad. I'm his client. When it comes to your financial well-being, deal with a name you can trust. Call Joey at 602-909-9048 or email joey.jaquin@nm.com.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
The bad thing about this whole thing is that the American government was part of what happened in Germany, and the United States government made sure that Ravensburg, Germany, was not bombed. The American military bombed all of the industrial centers throughout Germany, but it was verboten to touch Ravensburg because of the nuclear heavy water was created there. So we'll go now and continue. Schwab and his family and his murder of the Pilgrim Society, which 1% of these people own the world. They are presently pressing to replace human liberty with pagan techno-economic enslavement. They're deciding this for you while you're at work, paying off the debt they have saddled you with. This is Pilgrim Society. Who is it that gives direction to the Federal Reserve, the World Bank, the International Bank for International Settlement? Is it ruling families? No, it is Pilgrim Society, because Pilgrim Society owns and controls these families. The takeover of the Federal Reserve was a plan by Pilgrim Society. The creature at Jekyll Island, that was a Pilgrim Society objective, a plan, and they decided how to do it, who to do it with, to take over and control America, and it came to pass. Well-funded Schwab, this reset agenda is so absurd that in 2011, they partnered with the World Health Organization to pitch Quirious Conversations in India. Quirious Conversations in India, of all places, to promote LGBTQ and visibility in the Rajasthan region of India. Schwab and his agenda's plan is to destroy sexual morality and replace it with hedonism as a way to undermine humanity's pursuit of God's wisdom. Like it says in Genesis 1:26, God created man in his own image. Now, with Kloss and with Escher Weiss, he marries Hilda Stoll weeks after his first Davos conference. The marriage cemented interlocking Swiss-German corporate families that were a murder of Swiss banking and engineering industries. Among them, Escher Weiss, Schulzer, Andritz, Stoll, Festo, which is Festool, Bank for International Settlements, MI6, CIA, Ron, and Bodmer. The Schwab-Stoll families, steeped in the Jesuit, Habsburg, and Merovingian controversies about blood lineage, the divine right of kings, and papal control of banking, the Templars, and the Knights of Malta. Again, you have to be involved in the occult to have this type of, what would you call it, philosophy? The Satanist British Pilgrim Society finally gained control of Europe by funding two world wars and a Bolshevik revolution to subdue or destroy the monarchies of Russia and Germany, Austria, which would be the Habsburgs, Japan, Italy, France, and Spain. This matter of destroying monarchies. The monarchies in themselves are very powerful. They are able to control regions of the world. For a global control, Antichrist would have to be set up by agencies or set up by the destroying of monarchies by little ruling empires internationally. That's what a monarchy is, just a little ruling empire. You have to destroy them. Because if you're going to control everything, you can't have these little individual monarchies being able to protect their environment. It's like with Russia. They had to break up what Russia one time was into what Russia presently is. They had to break up Yugoslavia from what Yugoslavia was just what by the time at World War II into what Yugoslavia is today. It's just a nation of a bunch of little nations. They had to break up Iraq from being a major power in the Middle East into three separate provinces. This is the way they do it. So they had to break up all these monarchies in Spain, all these different nations. Then what they did is they break these things up. Then they put in a new world order, according to the article. Go back to the article. All these monarchies are replaced by a corporatist new world order in which Stalin and Hitler cooperated in their experiments at social reconstruction through a satanic communist corporation. Remember, communism is antichrist. God, it is impossible for the thought of God, the worship of true God, to worship in a communist society. It's impossible. Then the article goes on to, how do they do this? Vladimir Putin. He lives in Zurich, Switzerland, of all places, and hits just 10-minute taxi ride from Escher Weiss's manufacturing campus. So Lenin is 10 minutes away from Escher Weiss's manufacturing campus before he was packed up in a train bound for St. Petersburg to start the revolution.
1360KHNC.com has CBD products. Click on the shop button and get yours today.
Just go to 1360KHNC.com/shop. The CBD on our website is 99% pure, all natural, no pesticides, non-GMO, is grown organically right here in Colorado, and is 100% THC free. Oh, and did you know ours is the lowest priced CBD anywhere in northern Colorado? For all your CBD needs, just log on to 1360KHNC.com/shop.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. TheHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Hi, my name is Vince with Serenity Painting and Decorating. Since 2010, painting residential and commercial locations. For a free estimate, please call Vince Rivera at 970-978-9565. Please ask about our free window cleaning after paint service. Again, 970-978-9565.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
I just remembered, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the Present Truth. On Sunday, 9 to noon are my new hours for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. All programming is streamed live always. podcasts for all programs on the week, during the week, and the weekend for the hosts on the weekend, too. Great programming on Saturday and Sunday. Also on podcast, 1360khnc.com. And then to the podcast and to the programs you would want to enjoy. Now, to finish out with Klaus Schwab. Klaus Barbie Schwab. Now, talking about them raising up Vladimir Putin, he's in Zurich in Switzerland before he goes to Russia, to St. Petersburg, to begin the Bolshevik Revolution. Trained by the pilgrims, did he know the Escher Weiss family, Klaus Schwab's father? Yes. I have no doubt about it. Now, today, the Bolsheviks have returned. The Bolshevik Revolution is taking place in the United States of America. They're not called Bolsheviks. They're called Antifa. They're called Black Lives Matter. Eugen Wilhelm Schwab knew, I believe, Vladimir Lenin. Because we're finishing up the program, I'm going to have to continue with the lineage of Klaus Barbie Schwab. But he has absolutely, he is and was, his parents were supporters. They were SS, Adolf Hitler Nazis. The mainstream media, they've tried to hide Klaus Schwab's Nazi past by giving him awards and by allowing him to write books, but under a ghost author, and his speeches and his interviews are also hidden. They also know that Klaus didn't, he works for, he is not independent of Pilgrim Society. He was trained by the old Nazi, I guess you would call it MK programs, and the old programs, like the new programs, demand one thing from every person that goes into these programs: obedience. They can never speak out, never admit to a mistake. They obey, period. There's no such thing as disobedience. With the old German families, it absolutely was verboten. The children respected the father respected grandfather. That was one of the ways in which they kept control of their children. Though the children may not have liked it, it worked. So the end of today's program, the end of the week. God bless this audience. We'll be back Monday, 2 o'clock. And I'll be on the weekend, 9 to noon on Sunday.
I may not be a doctor, but I know this. You wouldn't leave your loved one in a box to collect dust and rust for 15 years, but you can do it to your gun. Just let me see it before it hurts the wrong someone. Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith. I've been repairing and cleaning firearms for 15 years. I started My Favorite Gunsmith to make sure your freedom stick goes boom. So if you're having any issues, big or small, shoot me a text, give me a call, 970-776-0258. It's 970-776-0258.
The Loveland PE Gun Show, December 11th and 12th, has two giveaways from Zip Guns, a Springfield Hellcat on Saturday and an AR-15 on Sunday. Guns, ammo, knives, military surplus, self-defense products, and much more. Located off of I-25 and Highway 34 West at the outlets at Loveland. Buy, sell, and trade, and $50 CCW classes on Saturday and Sunday. See PEShows.com to register. That's PEShows.com. See you at the show.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.